This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 7:15. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Sharmila. Now, the price of e-hailing platforms, or rather one specific e-hailing platform, have been in the spotlight with complaints of increasingly expensive fares. Let me just give you a picture. Reported hikes of as much as 400% during peak hours. So we're looking into it.
Yeah, I've seen multiple screen caps of, the high prices, comparisons across platforms, for instance. And because of this, actually, a number of things are happening. Passengers are calling for government intervention, but there are also comments on really people choosing not to use e-hailing rides anymore, reverting back to taxis, talking about how their general practices when it comes to using these platforms have changed. And really a call, I think, for some kind of accountability or even a ceiling that needs to be set.
Yes. So I believe that, we got in touch with Grab, in order to get a response to this. And they've said that there is going to be a written statement tomorrow. So I think that there might therefore be more of an explanation as to what's going on then. For what it's worth, the ministry has said that they're going to call in the companies for an explanation and that the Land Public Transport Agency is also going to do so, and that he's already asked them to do that, and that there's going to be no compromise with any company found trying to take advantage by increasing fares or company seeking to manipulate fares to make profit. So this is where we find ourselves. Let us know, have you been seeing these 400% increase in rates, or just in general, have you been contending with this rise in prices on e-hailing platforms or Grab? You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Joining us now is Ajit Joel, President of the Malaysian Public Transport Users Association. Ajit, thanks for taking the time.
Good afternoon. Thank you very much, Lynn and Sharmila.
So recently, we've been talking about these complaints, right, of expensive e-hailing fares. What have you observed in this regard?
To be very honest, from a personal experience, I don't have statistics with me due to the rates not being published, but from a personal experience, yes, there has been a marked increase in the rates, and friends of mine have been complaining that they too see an increase in the rates.
So what are the consequences of this for consumers as well as the wider e-hailing market?
Okay. The consequences, very interesting question. Public transport is a bit of a unique industry where largely it has been public good, where the government steps in and subsidizes the public transport industry. For example, the MRT, the LRTs, the KTMs and so forth, the bus, and the trains. But when it comes to taxis, the government does play a role in the sense of they provide fuel subsidies to the taxi operators. Now, in the case of the rideshare or e-hailing, and together with the case of the airline industry, for example, like AirAsia is a low-cost, the government do provide some form of subsidies. But in the case of rideshare, not much has been done, I would say that. So it becomes really tough for the operators to find the right cost, because there is always a cost of operating the cab or the car. There is the cost of insurance, there is the cost of fuel, and these need to be balanced off. So it's always a tough challenge, very thin line between what is market opportunity and meeting the needs of the users or the rider.
So a lot of users did observe that the price hikes were especially significant during the Ramadan festival period. They attributed this to a shortage of drivers. Do you think this was actually the determining factor?
Well, we had a very unique raya this year, from pandemic to endemic to panic. Yep. So I'm sure there was definitely a major shortfall of drivers in that particular season. And then it was a long holiday combined with a very, very long holiday, almost a week, weekend to weekend. This would be a major driver for the increase in that short period of time.
That said, though, Ramadan and the Raya holidays have passed, but many users are pointing out that the fares have remained high. Why might that be the case?
Well, not pointing fingers here, but I'm quite sure the price of goods. And furthermore, why would an operator drop rates when there is no control mechanism? If the user can bear the rate, I don't see any reason why an operator would want to reduce. It's like, if you run a simple little shop and consumers don't mind paying the higher price that you are charging, would you as a shop operator reduce rates? So it's for the operator at this point of time to figure out whether the increase in rates is vis-a-vis more beneficial in terms of revenue overall versus the number of drop in business.
Part of this, right, is that there's been speculation that the hikes are because of the monopoly that Grab has in the industry. What are your thoughts on this?
Okay. Now, in terms of a monopoly, I think it's a very strong word. A large market share would be more accurate, resulting in monopolistic-like behavior, where they're in a position to set prices. Now, the smaller operators will try and either cannibalize by lowering the rates or use Grab rates as benchmarks. So it's a very unique little industry, the rideshare, because while there has been government regulation, it's not totally and fully regulated to a point, unlike the taxi industry, where the taxi operators cannot arbitrarily set rates. It's controlled by the government, and if they want to increase rates, they have to go back to the government. Unlike that, so it's very demand-based. It's very tricky, but there are things that the government can do.
If we look at those other competitors then, to your knowledge, how are alternatives such as MyCar or Maxim doing?
Now, there are many operators in the rideshare market. Yeah. Now, the technology platform is no longer nuclear science, but it's always the boarding cost of drivers. That means getting more drivers on board. The marketing cost of getting new users that can often bleed these companies. So today, in today's marketplace, an operator requires very, very deep pockets. And we get consulted, we get required, many people ask us, what is the cost of going into the business? We tell them, don't try and do it unless you have extremely deep pockets. It's simply because the app cost is no longer challenging. That's the easy part. The most expensive part is getting that app onto the user's platform and then ensuring you have an endless supply of drivers that will respond to a call for a cab. So that the initial cost, it's quite a huge burden for many new companies. In that sense, that's why you don't see them very often in the marketplace. The marketing cost itself can kill.
We're talking about things like options, right? And according to an association called Combined Taxi across Malaysia, taxi use has gone up by 40% because of this issue. Do you think that this is temporary, or are metered taxis returning as the preferred travel option?
Well, costs for public transport, you must remember, in public transport, you have two kind of users. One who have to use it on a daily commute, and one who use it as the last means of new option. Yep. So for those who are on a daily commute and they've been depending on the rideshare platform, where companies like Grab, Maxim and MyCar operate, and if they can no longer bear the cost, then they will look for alternatives. Yep. Hence, you can see the higher usage of taxi, which is what we suspect. So it will balance off eventually. But for the one-off user, you know, which has been another factor in the I suspect in the increase of rates, is the stronger enforcement by the police for drunk driving or for driving under influence for any form of offences. So people don't mind coughing up that just to ensure that they are safe, and the higher increase summons definitely had a role in it.
So if metered taxis want to maintain this competitive advantage for the long term, what would they have to do? What sorts of adjustments would they need to make?
Well, if you will look at Indonesia, a company called Bluebird, how they have run their business model, that is the way to go forward, where they too use mobile apps to book a cab. And because they are heavily subsidized by the government, where they get preferred fuel rates, now, that can be an alternative model, but this is something an operator has to come in, an existing taxi operator, to spend money on the technology platform, the technology stacks, and then make sure it's marketed well and users are aware about it. So at this point of time, with the current rates, the taxi industry is in a very unique position to overhaul itself and move away the previous stigmas they have been associated with.
You mentioned earlier a price mechanism, and some have suggested that Grab regulate themselves, their own prices, by implementing ceiling fares. Would this be feasible? Do you see this happening?
Yes and no. As I said earlier, it only depends on if the price increase is high enough and it's still reasonable revenue for Grab. I don't see why they would want to shake off or reduce prices. But if the price increase is coming with a resulting in decrease in usage or less users using it, then they will reduce prices. So, but since we do not have access to Grab's volume and supply and demand, only the government needs to do this.
That's exactly it, right? There have been calls for government intervention. What are some possible initiatives or policies that could be implemented?
Well, if I were to just take another industry, for example, the airline industry, recently they went on a very high tariff hike for the fares back to Sabah and Sarawak, and the government stepped in. And this is an area where the government has to come in and say, okay, rideshare operators, let's sit down and see how we can, because you are a public transport industry, you are part of the public transport industry, and a very good alternative for last mile, which has always been a bean for the public transport industry, the last mile, yeah? The government can do LRTs and MRTs and stuff like that, but the last mile has always been a challenge. Now, this is where the rideshare market operators can sit down and start working with the government mechanics. One of the alternatives could be subsidized fuel prices. The government can come in and say, okay, we'll give you subsidized fuel prices, but we need you to reduce your tariffs or control your tariffs or regulate your tariffs to find an equilibrium where both operators and public transport and everybody's on the same page. This public transport is not an industry for super profits.
Ajit, thank you so much for speaking with us today.
Thank you very much. Welcome, Lynn.
That was Ajit Joel, president of the Malaysian Public Transport Users Association, talking to us about the recent hike in e-hailing fares. We've been asking you whether this is something you've experienced. Messages are pouring in.
MZ says, return trip from Jalan Tandang to Jalan Kemajuan is RM47. That's not even 10 kilometres in total. Something is not right.
I can't be seen, but I recoiled like somebody kicked me in the stomach because that's a lot. That's a lot of money. Mm-hmm. And I mean, to be fair, we also have this anonymous phone call, right, that says, this Grab hike is like the chicken and egg story. I'm a Grab driver myself. Whether it's expensive depends on how you look at the fare. For customers, it may be expensive. For drivers, it's acceptable. We all have a choice in life. You don't need to choose just one brand. I hope that customers can be more understanding of drivers and drivers can also be more understanding of customers.
So actually, to be fair, I don't at all mean this to be a criticism of the drivers.
I don't think anybody is, actually.
Yeah, yeah. I think it is actually a rationale for the kind of hikes that we're seeing that people are asking for. Anthony, meanwhile, says, arrived at Subang Airport at 9:45 p.m. 2 Fridays ago, but couldn't get any Grab cars, even though we could see several nearby. The reason was they didn't want to pick up passengers because of heavy traffic at several areas. Even airport taxis refused to come for the same reason, probably because of the Waisak Day holidays. Very frustrating waiting for a few hours, but still no cars.
Okay. I have a personal gripe with this, in the sense that I think airports need to have multiple forms of transportation. It just does not make sense for you to arrive at an airport and not be certain that you won't have to pay $50, pounds, what have you, whatever the currency may be to get into town or to get to wherever it is that you need to go. There needs to be options, right? And then you can make up your mind. But when all you have or the only viable option is our cars that then for their own reasons don't want to make that trip, it's tough.
Mm. And, you know, we just have Shani saying, e-hailing Uber before was also set at 400% as the maximum fare hike during surge pricing.
So there you go. Well, we await the statement. That's going to be coming tomorrow. Keep those thoughts coming. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.